So for the next topic in our subject, Math, Science, and Technology, for the specific topics, our first specific topic is the physical setting. This will include the universe, the earth, processes that shape the earth, structure of matter, energy transformation, motion, and forces of nature. If you were a STEM student in senior high school, or you still remember your topics in earth and life science or physical science, the topics that we'll be discussing are not new to you. Okay, if you forgot it already, it's no problem. So parang refresher, it will become a refresher. So the focus of our lesson is two principal subjects: the universe, the structure of the universe, and the major processes that shape our planet. Okay, so we'll be talking about matter, energy, motion, and forces, the different forces that are present in the universe. Okay, like gravity, di ba? You can find gravity is universal, or it's you can find them throughout the universe. Okay, that's why I don't know if I asked this already. What science do you think, or what branch of science deals with or strives to study what is the universe? Some of you would say that it's astronomy or cosmology, but it's actually physics, more specifically, theoretical physics. Okay, kasi what is true to the elements that you can find on our planet, malamang, or is you can also find them in other parts of the universe. Okay, so our first subtopic is the universe. Okay, so the universe is, as you know, is very large. Okay, it's all continually expanding. Okay, it's so large that sometimes you cannot even comprehend on how large it is. Okay, when you see stars at night, you're actually looking at the past, because some of those stars are so far off that their light, they already died, but their light is still reaching us, or it just reached our planet. Okay, some parts of the universe are so far that that the light from there hasn't reached our planet yet. Okay, so talking about the history, our planet has only existed for about a third of the history of the universe. So it's just a mere speck in how large the universe is. Our sun is a medium-sized star, okay, that we can find in our galaxy. Our galaxy is the Milky Way, right? If you go to a place where there is no pollution and the sky is very clear, you can actually see parts of the galaxy. Okay, it's like clouds or in the sky along with the stars. So our galaxy, the Milky Way, contains billions of stars, and the universe contains many billions of galaxies, and some of them are too far away to see with the naked eye, but some are, you can see them at night on a clear night. Distance in our solar system or in our galaxy is measured by light years, how light travels, how fast light travels. If you like watching, or if you ever watch like science fiction shows, like Star Wars or Star Trek, whatever, our understanding of physics, not just our level of technology, but our understanding of physics is not enough for us to make, or even to think of a way, logical way, on how to travel faster than light. Because our understanding of physics is that if you go faster than light, you'll end up where you started. That's time travel. It's very hard to explain a physics term, but our level of understanding of physics is that not high. That's why the prospect of going to other parts of their galaxy is still very hard for us if we use our level of technology, because it's very far away. Okay, so what's the nearest star to our planet is Andromeda, diba? Andromeda. For the light from Andromeda to reach our planet, it takes 4 years. It takes four years to come. That light travels at the speed of light. Pero it's still 4 years. Some of the light reaching us from the farthest galaxies left them a very long time ago at the beginning of the universe. That is why when you observe stars at night, you're actually observing the past. Kasi most of them already died or already gone. Okay. The stars that you see at night, some are larger, some are smaller. It was taught to you in senior high school, right? You were taught about the life process of a star. Our star is a middle-aged star because scientists agree that the lifespan of a star is around 10 to 12 billion years. Okay, some stars are big, or so big that it turned into giants or red giants, super giants. And apparently, most stars are not alone. Our solar system has only a binary star. A lone star. But according to scientists, most systems that have planets have two or more stars with them. Okay? So, that's because the galaxy is so big, diba? Different sizes, shapes. But what is common for them is they all have the same elements, same forces, same forms of energy that is found in our solar system. Okay? So, yung properties on how they behave are the same. That's why, as I told you, that the branch of science that actually deals with trying to understand the universe is physics. Okay? So, we all know that there are different theories on how the universe started, diba? The most accepted is the Big Bang Theory, from a single hot dense chaotic mass, 10 or 12 billion years ago, it exploded. Then after is stars formed. All the elements that you see in the periodic table, everything that you see outside or in the Earth came from stars. Because during the Big Bang, what was present was the lightest element, like helium and hydrogen. And they form stars, right? Stars are just balls of hot gas made of helium and hydrogen. Because of binary fission, of extreme heat, subatomic particles form into new, heavier elements inside the stars. So when a star dies, 80% of stars die in a supernova, meaning they grow big into giant, supergiant, and they explode. Our star, the sun, will most likely die in a supernova. If it turns into a red giant, the size will reach our Earth. But that time, most likely we have the technology to go to other places, or we are already inhabiting other parts of our galaxy, or our solar system, or our galaxy. Okay? So everything in the universe, the heavier elements, came from stars. Okay? So every time a star dies, it releases that elements into the universe. Okay, so because of fusion, okay, nuclear fusion of light elements into heavier ones inside the core of the sun. So when a star explodes, they produce new clouds of gases Okay, which can form other stars. What do you call those clumps of gases in the universe or in a galaxy? It's called nebula. Nebulas are actually considered as nursery for stars because there's lots of elements there that can form a star. Okay, so actually the formation of stars continues. It's a cycle. It will form, it will die, then it will reform. Okay, we have an understanding about physics that energy and matter and energy can neither be created or destroyed. It just changes phases, right? So talking about our solar system, malamang it also started from a nebula. Okay, our solar system is around 5 to 6 billion years old. Our solar system. So as our solar system formed, what was first present was the sun, right? So when the sun was created, it had now gravity. Because of gravity, it attracted heavier elements near it, right? That's why the four star planets that are near to the solar system are called terrestrial planets, meaning they have land. They have terrain. Okay? Because they were pulled by the gravity of the sun. Okay? While lighter elements were left in the outer part. That's why they formed into planets called supergiant, i.e. gas giants. Because majority of them, 98% of them are composed of gases. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So lighter elements. That is why if you go there, yung atmosphere nila, their atmosphere is very thick, made up of gases or frozen ice. Okay. Our solar system has 9 or 8 planets. It depends because Pluto is always demoted and promoted, demoted and promoted. So they follow circular orbits around our sun. They have moons. Okay. And some of the planets, terrestrial planets, have evidences that processes that are happening in our Earth are also present in other planets. Like, you can find volcanoes in other planets, fault lines. In Mars, there are actually remnants of lakes and rivers, meaning in the development of Mars, it used to have water. But now, it doesn't have. Planets have some of the planets have moons orbiting around them. Okay. Our planet has one moon. There's a theory in how our moon was created. During the formation of the solar system, there was actually another planet that was forming, but its orbit intersect with the orbit of our planet, so it hit our planet. Because of the gravity of our planet, it stayed, so forming our sun. Other planets have lots of moons, like Jupiter has 54 moons. If you ask a scientist, the most plausible area in our solar system that we can live is not actually Mars. Because if after a billion to around billions of years, if our sun goes supernova or it turns into a red giant, the radiation or the heat will still reach Mars. So the most plausible or the thing that scientists want to send rockets to is we already send rockets to Mars, right? Even robots that are exploring Mars. The next target is actually Jupiter. But not Jupiter itself, but the moons orbiting Jupiter. Because some of the moons orbiting Jupiter is as big as our planet. So they have moons. There are also other bodies that are found in our solar system. Like, it was already discussed to you, asteroids, right? Asteroids are remnants of the formation of our solar system. In between Jupiter and Mars is the asteroid belt. There's a theory that the asteroid belt is there because it was a planet. It was supposed to form into a planet because of the gravitational pull of Jupiter, because Jupiter is very big. It failed to form into a planet. Okay? But because of also the pull of Jupiter, sometimes some of the asteroids get dislodged from its orbit and they travel inside our solar system. That's the theory in how the dinosaurs were wiped out. A large asteroid fell. So, other things that you can find in our solar system are meteors, right? What's the difference between a meteor, a meteorite, and a meteoroid? A meteor is pag nasa labas, right? A meteoroid is if it burns up. If a meteorite, if it reaches the surface, right? Meteorites class are very expensive. Pero don't get confused if somebody wants to sell you a meteorite and they are saying that it's a legitimate meteorite. Actually, there's a simple way to test if it's a meteorite, because meteorites are very expensive. First, it should look like a burnt. It should be dark. It should be very dark. Kasi imagine it crashed to our atmosphere, it burnt up. Second is the easiest way to test if it's a meteorite is it feels and looks like a metal. But if you get a magnet, the magnet should not stick to the meteorite. That's the test. Okay. So another thing is comets, right? Comets are just balls of ice, right? They have that appearance of like they have that appearance that they have a tail and they're shining only if they're near to the sun. Because of the heat of the sun, some of the ice are affected by the heat. But if they are farther away from the sun, that doesn't happen. Okay? So, we have different tools that help us to study the universe, right? Like telescopes, X-ray telescopes, radio telescopes. They all gather data for our computers to interpret. Okay. We are also sending a lot of probes in the form of satellites. In 2010, I'm not sure if it's 2010 or 2008, the Voyager 1 was the first satellite to reach the outer parts of our solar system. Actually, it is already way past our solar system. It already went out of our solar system. So, most of our understanding of our universe comes from that and comes from our own understanding of our planet. Okay. So, most of what we believe we know about the universe must be investigated by using the tools that we have. Okay, we understand about our different stars because of our understanding of our sun. We have an understanding of other terrestrial planets because of our understanding of our planet. So. That's why, as I said earlier, a better way to understand the universe is through physics, through improving our technology, to have a better understanding of what is happening or what is the universe. Because I have a question. Do you think
posible, or is it plausible, is it possible that life is, you can find life in other parts of the universe or our galaxy? I'm not asking if there is, if you believe that there is not, or there is no, none. What I'm asking is it possible that life could be present? Okay? So malamang, your answer would be, it could be possible, right? Okay? Because our universe is very big, and if it would be very, it would be a waste of space, and it would be very lonely for us if we're the only ones living in this entirety of the universe. Okay? So that's... Yes, Mr. Ong. The possibility of aliens having is... It could be, and lately, different governments like the US and Israel already showed video footages of evidences of unidentified flying objects of UFOs. They cannot explain kung what is what it kung ano siya, right? But it doesn't, it's not still clear evidence of what it is. But ang my answer for that is, it could be possible that there are aliens, but there is no reason for aliens to come to us. Because if an alien civilization already has the technology to go to other parts of the galaxy or the universe, what would be the point of going to our planet? Right? Our technology is very low compared to them. If they can go to other parts of the galaxy, what's the point? Right? And another one, this is a joke, but... Diba, are the humans, we have like quarrels, we have wars actually, or we have problems just because of the color of our skin, right? Racism, right? We discriminate other persons because of their color of their skin, right? Like what is happening in the US, Asian hate, they're Asians are being targeted of racism because of their color of their skin. So what would be the reaction of an alien, of an Asian civilization, that they would like understand what is happening on our planet, and they found out that racism is happening, that is happening. What would they go here? Would they risk that we are fighting each other because of a color of our skin? The aliens are color orange. Would they? I will not go there. They killing each other because of their color of their skin, and I'm color orange. No. Okay, it's a joke, but right. That's if you're an advanced civilization. What would be the point of going to our planet? You can already go to other parts of the universe. Okay, so that's the first part of our physical setting. I'll end the meeting. In 10 minutes, I'll post another link for the second part, which is the Earth. Okay? So that ends up our for the first topic under physical setting.